This episode is brought to you in part by Split Software. Split is the feature delivery platform you need to help you exceed modern expectations in continuous and progressive delivery. As they once said, if you're not first, you're last. Similarly, if you're not delivering, you're falling behind. A software release shouldn't be stressful, and yet they tend to happen late at night after many days of stress. Imagine if it were otherwise. No mishaps, headaches, or hair loss. Split is the feature data platform software engineers need to release features quickly and safely. You and up to 10 of your colleagues can create your first feature flags at split.io/AWS Morning Brief. That's split.io/AWS Morning Brief. Good morning and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. Apple announced last week the arrival of new shiny iPhones. Yes, I've ordered mine. The really depressing part is that if you max out their most expensive model, the cost remains insignificant compared to the cost to rent just the equivalent compute resources for a year on any cloud provider. Onward, what did AWS get up to last week? Amazon DynamoDB now supports up to 100 actions per transaction. This is good news for your for loops, which now only have to work 25% as hard as they did before. Amazon Managed Blockchain is now available in AWS GovCloud US West. It's nice to see the government is safely behind the Gartner hype cycle. AWS Fargate announces migration of service quotas to vCPU-based quotas. That sure is a lot of words to say. We're making it much less obnoxious to manage your Fargate quotas. I'm amused that the old way stops working entirely on Halloween this year. Spooky. Introducing Seekable OCI for lazy loading container images. This is a new technology that's being open sourced by AWS, and it is surprisingly neat. The short version is that you don't need to wait for a container to finish downloading before it can start doing useful work. As someone whose containers trend towards large and ungainly, I appreciate that technology. Now track user identity for API calls from Amazon SageMaker Studio in AWS CloudTrail. Introducing the SageMaker/DeepRacer AWS billing leaderboards, coming soon to an angry finance department near you. Understanding and cost optimizing Amazon EKS control plane logs. I'm just starting to dip my toes into the waters of Kubernetes, but if AWS is telling us how to cost optimize the logs, exactly how wordy is this thing going to be? Yikes. Debug AWS DMS tasks using time travel. If I wake up with a sudden ability to travel through time, the absolute last thing I'm going to do is to debug some broken AWS thing. I'm going to be too busy winning the lottery 6 weeks in a row. Detect audio events with Amazon Recognition. Display the audio waveform and then use recognition. Sure seems to me like the kind of thing that recognition should be doing under the hood, but no. AWS insists on making implementation details the customer's problem. Resolve single-page application integration issues with legacy APIs that do not support cores using AWS. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was driving cores adoption. Yes, it's a defense mechanism, but it also drives me out of my freaking mind. If you're doing it on API Gateway, be sure to check out the Amazon API Gateway Cores Configurator at cores.serverlessland.com to spit out the proper attributes for you. DoorDash had a problem. As their cloud-native environment scaled and developers delivered new features, their monitoring system kept breaking down. In an organization where data is used to make better decisions about technology and about the business, losing observability means the entire company loses their competitive edge. With Chronosphere, DoorDash is no longer losing visibility into their application suite. The key? Chronosphere is an open-source compatible, scalable, and reliable observability solution that gives the observability lead at DoorDash Business confidence and peace of mind. Read the full success story at snark.cloud/chronosphere. That's snark.cloud/chronosphere. Move over, IT. Here comes innovation. Well, that's certainly a bold choice of headline. I can only assume Listen Up, Idiots was already taken. Introducing Amazon VPC Flow Logs to Kinesis Data Firehose. Misconfigure this, and it'll be like introducing a Wolverine to your AWS bill, leading finance to potentially introduce a bat to your kneecaps. Open sourcing event ruler. Tim Bray had a great rundown that he posted in his blog about why this is important. For my part, I'll just say that I would have called it event knuckle wrapper and inadvertently landed a musical gig at reInvent. There's a job posting for a senior developer advocate at AWS to focus on the console, the chatbot, and AWS console's mobile app. The job ID is 200-9458. Whoever ends up with this job, I look forward to having a variety of very interesting yet pointed conversations with you. Godspeed. And finally, how Satellogic and AWS are harnessing the power of space and cloud. Build it, test it, sell it, launch it, boot it, AWS will fill it, unfurl it, point it, zoom it, click it, check it, ship its data back to Earth, collect it, view it, compress it, stream it, ship it, scale it, don't snapshot it, can't afford it, oops, you did it, AWS will bill it, you will lose it, open ticket, they will fix it, dodge a bullet, write about it, they will post it, Satellogic. Satellogic. Dodge a bullet, they will fix it. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Stay salty.
Stay humble.